broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for FinTech South 2019. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
And we have more leaders we're talking to here up on the stage at the FinTech South Technology Conference at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Mike Salmon with you here on Business Radio X. And joining us now is Raj Verma. He's with a company called GoProcure. And Raj, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate you taking time and having me on today.
Absolutely. GoProcure. Tell us what your company does.
So I'll make it very easy. We are a procurement platform for large and mid-sized corporations. So think of anything you go online to buy, we have that ability to provide those products and services, over $3 billion on our platform.
What are the kinds of companies that you work with?
We work with a number of Fortune 100 companies based here in Atlanta. I'm sure I could mention the names, but due to specific reasons, we won't get into that detail. But I think you know the large icons that are located here in Atlanta. And we also have a global footprint.
I'm going to go out on a ledge here and assume that there are other companies that do what you guys do. What makes you different? What makes you unique?
Primarily, there are a number of purchasing firms that are out there, but their primary interest is the business-to-consumer market. And if they're working in the business-to-business market, it is on more the contracted spend, where we focus on the entirety of spend that a company has.
Your title, I'm looking at your business card, Vice President of Procurement Services. So what does that mean? What do you do on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, boy. I would love to say that it's one thing, but it never boils down to that. So, you know, I focused on customer centricity. I work with our key strategic partners that we have relationships with, whether it be Fortune 5s, our different channels, marketing, business development, sales, strategy, all of that falls under my umbrella.
Now, you told me you've been with some other companies in Atlanta.
Yeah.
How long have you been with this one?
Well, GoProcure is a spinoff slash startup outside of the Medicis group of families. I was with Medicis since 2005, and prior to that, I was with General Electric.
What have you guys been doing today? I'm assuming you have a booth here?
Yes, we have a booth here, and you know, I'd like to thank the Technology Association of Georgia for putting on such a wonderful event. Today, it's here to rebrand our label and our product, the platform, which we're trying to get out to not only the end customer, but issuing banks, because we have a very interesting strategic relationship with the financial institutions, where many of them are trying to get more volume, heavy transactions. We have the ability of incorporating their card into our solution, which drives more revenue to the banks and drives more rebate dollars to their end clients.
So you're a technological company. You work with banks. You're in like the perfect city for your company.
Yeah, we are.
Weird how that works out.
Yeah, isn't it?
But talk about Atlanta being a technology hub. I mean, the workforce, you're getting educated students out of the schools. It's an affordable place to live. I mean, it's becoming the tech hub of the country.
We're blessed. There's no doubt to find talent, both on the technology side as well as the business side. We can grow organically very easy. And because of it being such a hub and ATDC being here and a lot of venture, there's a lot. It's very easy. You don't have to go to Silicon Valley to find funding. So we're able to hit both sides of that spectrum, right? Getting the talent on the other end, develop our solutions here, as well as get the funding. And being in such a large metropolitan area, there's unbelievable companies here that are interested in us. And as I said at the very onset, we have probably about 10 to 15 of the Fortune 500s that have either their headquarters here or a key component that are clients of ours. So the whole ecosystem for us, Atlanta is the perfect place.
And how cool is this FinTech South here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium? I mean, we got the Atlanta United field, or to use the proper term, the pitch.
The pitch, yeah.
Below us.
Yeah, don't mess up on that, right? No, I wish these were my, I would say I wish these were my seats for the game, but maybe a couple rows up, right? No, it's a fantastic venue. And for Larry Williams and the FinTech community to be able to pull this off and have this not only last year, but this year at this location, it's a tremendous, tremendous job.
Well, as a couple people say, to be in the most technology advanced stadium in the world, it just kind of makes sense. And it shows a lot about how big FinTech is growing and how big technology, financial technology in Atlanta is.
Yeah, I mean, if you follow any nationwide reports and they take a look at heat maps of fintech organizations, Atlanta has now risen to the top. I think it's in the last 4 years. This is actually the top vertical here in Atlanta is fintech, followed by healthcare IT. And it's, you know, driven by ATDC, it's driven by the venture, but more importantly, it's driven by tremendous entrepreneurs who have taken, you know, the risk to go out there and create such wonderful companies.
What's the rest of your day look like?
Talking to a few of our customers that happen to be here and talking to some financial institutions. We are lucky enough and blessed we are receiving an award this afternoon, being recognized as one of the top fintech companies here, not only in Atlanta, but around the Southeast. So we're blessed. And I guess continue networking, because if you're not networking, you're not working, right, Mike?
Absolutely. Well, congratulations. And we have an open door for you to come join us anytime. The studio I'm at is the Gwinnett One up in Duluth, which is where I understand that your company is actually located.
Yes.
The headquarters, although you're over in Cobb County.
Yeah, I'm in the East Cobb offices, as I joke, the office of one.
Yeah.
And two furry little four-legged creatures following me around all day.
There you go. As long as they stay quiet when you're on the phone.
No, that you know how that works.
I know. They're quiet all day until you're on the phone.
Exactly.
So hopefully you come by and see us in the studio
sometime. Most definitely, Mike. Thank you so much for that opportunity to join you again.
Absolutely. Raj Verma joining us with Go Procure here on Business Radio X. And a quick reminder that we'll be here all day interviewing other technology leaders throughout the day here at the FinTech South Technology Conference at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.